TCU defensive coordinator Chad Glasgow. Coach Glasgow, if you could introduce the players you brought with you today and give an opening statement.
First of all, we got Ty Summers, a linebacker for us that's actually a homecoming for him. He's a San Antonio product. Traven Howard, another linebacker, senior linebacker next to him. And Ben Banigou is next, defensive end. And then Nick Orr is a safety for us from up at DeSoto.
Great. Could you give an opening statement talking about your preparation in the upcoming game?
Well, first of all, we want to thank the city of San Antonio for giving us the opportunity to be back here again. We talked about it's a homecoming for Ty Summers because he's from here, and a bunch of our football team has roots in San Antonio. Derek Fox and the Alamo Bowl organization have done a tremendous job. Mike Siskowski last night, we had a heck of an event, and it's just been an overwhelmingly positive experience so far, and had a great practice today over at Incarnate Word, and looking forward to the game.
Thank you. Questions?
Coach Glasgow, as you look over those two games against OU, do you kind of chalk it up to that's just one of the best offenses that's come along in a long, long time in college football?
Well, Oklahoma's a very good football team, you know. In the Big 12, week to week, you've got to get ready to go play. And we got some opportunities to make some plays, and we didn't make some plays that we needed to go make against a good football team. And so we had chances, and our deal is to go win championships. And it doesn't matter who we go play, we've got to find a way to go stop them. And we didn't do it those 2 days.
David?
Ty, talking about your homecoming and all, what's as you've once you got here and you've been here, you've got your feet on the ground in your old hometown, have you had flashbacks to that just tremendous, memorable bowl for the ages when you guys came back? What a comeback that was. Have you thought about that? Has it come back to you?
Oh, of course. It's been on our minds, popped in our heads from time to time. But one thing that we took from it, I think, the most is just to know to start fast this time. You know, not make it so difficult where we have to come back. So just come out and hit the ground running first quarter. And so that's kind of what we're taking away from that game and translating into this next one.
Coach, you've been at TCU for a while now. Where do you rank this defense among all the defenses that you've seen over at TCU? Where do you rank this defense right now?
One of our goals every year is to give the senior class the best possible year that they can go have. A bunch of these guys up here are seniors, or a couple of them are, and it's their responsibility from a leadership standpoint to go lead the defense. And that starts back in January of the previous year. Her bowl practices right now for the 2018 season, when other guys are going to step up and go be seniors and expected to lead the defense. This is a group that some guys have stepped up different places that needed to step up, and some guys that hadn't played. Ben hadn't played in a college football game until this year. And some of those guys have really stepped up and made plays for us. And we've got a next man up philosophy and mentality that when a guy steps and gets his chance to go play, we want him to go play great. And that's kind of how we go practice and the expectation that we've got and what we want to push him to go do. This defense is really good, and they've performed well, you know, and it's a credit to how they go out and work on a day-to-day basis and the situation they put themselves in to go be successful and go execute the game plan. And it's a really good defense that plays hard and fast, and I think that gives us a chance to go be good because of how hard we play and they're athletic guys that can go run. We put a premium on speed. And
question for Traven Howard. Traven, you're one of the elder statesmen on the defense. What do you see specifically from the younger guys on defense like Ben in terms of how they're playing now and what their potential is for the next few years?
I just see them growing up. I try to lead by example, just trying to take them under my wing, really. They're growing up very well. Ben, play speaks for itself, and they're becoming heck of players.
Traven, we did have a question. What were your memories from the bowl game when you were defensive MVP? Take us through, you know, any memorable plays during that game?
My most memorable play would probably be Denzel breaking up the pass at the end of the game. That was my favorite play. People ask me this all the time, and that's the play I go to.
All right, can I give y'all a good Alamo Bowl memory of mine?
Go ahead, Coach.
There's a guy who coaches at John Jay High School now. His name is Chuck Lawrence, and Coach Lawrence was the head coach at Navarro Junior College when Zarnell Fitch was playing there. And Coach Lawrence got the opportunity to come to the bowl game a couple of years ago when we were playing here. And somehow in the heat and the excitement of the bowl game, Coach Lawrence ended up with his shirt off circling around after we scored to take the lead at the end of the thing. So that's kind of every time you go in John Jay High School, the moment you get from Coach Lawrence and the excitement level of that Alamo Bowl. And we're sure this one's not going to be any different. And that, I can promise you that will never happen with me. Maybe we can get Coach Patterson to get the right shirt on to begin with this year.
This question's for Nick Orr. Nick, have you thought about what it's going to be like putting your pads on for the final time as a Horned Frog?
It's going to be emotional just because I've just been playing for so long for them, build a lot of good relationships with people just on the team, with the coaching staff and everything. So I'm excited, though, for it, though.
Nick, we had a question. Can you tell us about your football family with your brother, your dad? I mean, what have you guys been talking about this game and just in general growing up in that family?
Just growing up, I can tell you that we argued a lot. A lot of people didn't really know that. But, we just real competitive. This is how we always been. We always very supportive of each other and stuff, too. I think that's what helps us. Like with Zach, I mean, he made it all the way, and we always try to follow him, and he done a good job of leading by a good example to us, and with me and my little brother, and we got a great older brother, the coach at DeSoto. He done a real good job just from all of us because he the one that set the standard for us and always led by a good example to us and always helped us believe in ourselves. So
you better not forget about Mama Orr either.
Oh, yeah. She would hold everybody together, my dad included. So
this question's for Ben. Hey, Ben, what you told us one of the reasons you came to TCU was to be able to play defense for Coach Patterson. What have you learned about that side of the ball in your 1 year at TCU?
I feel like when I first came in to TCU, I was more of a raw athlete. I was just kind of running around making plays. But being in this defense and being around guys that understand football on a higher level, it really made me more of a smarter football player. I was able to make plays knowing like what I was going to get. And like if I ever had a question or if I ever needed help like during practice or in film, my teammates and the coaches were always able to help me and help me expand my game. So I guess the best part about being with this team was being a smart football player, not only like on the field but in the film room too. So
Ty, I want to ask you, since you grew up here and you know, you've been to other bowls, how is this, the Alamo Bowl, how does it compare, you know, to the other bowls you've been to? And then, of course, you grew up here in San Antonio, so I don't know if you ever came to one when you were growing up here, but the way it's kind of grown in stature, you know, through the years, since this is the 25th anniversary, just if you can speak to that a little bit, appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Alamo Bowl does a great job. I mean, I can speak for all of us. I mean, we all enjoy everything that goes on. They take care of us really well. And especially for me, of course, because it's my hometown. So to be able to come back and be able to have the opportunity to play here again, that's a blessing. And I'm excited to play a team like Stanford because they're a great team. And I think the Alamo Bowl does a fantastic job. Obviously, that's why they've grown in stature, like you said, in 25th year. So.
Coach, it's not every day you see an offense like Stanford's in the Big 12. So how do you prepare for a physical offense like Stanford lining up in the I formation? How do you simulate that in practice?
Well, fortunately, we've had some extra practices being a bowl game and those things because Stanford is a mentality that they want to go run the football, and they're a very physical football team. And you've got to go match their physicalness to even have a chance to slow them down with some things. And it's we're trying to make practices very physical and emphasizing tackling and playing with great leverage and eyes and doing those things. So, like I said, fortunately, we've got more than three practices in a week to go get ready for it.
Ty, your teammate Traven over there has made 333 tackles in 3 years as a linebacker at TCU. What do you think when you hear that number?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, you think of what it feels like to go and hit someone one time and the impact it has on your body and someone else's, and you're doing that 333 times and with violence. I mean, he comes in there. He's not just, like, wrapping them and dragging them down. He's hitting people. So it shows how tough he is, how athletic he is, and just consistent. So I'm trying to, you know, keep up with this guy over here going into this next year after he's out.
far are you behind her?
He'll pass in next year.
Thanks, Draven.
I'll call you Mr. Howard since you're such the he bull on that defense. What jumps out at you about the coach talked about how they like to run the ball and all, but when you watched film on Stanford, what jumps out at you about their offense?
I mean, like Coach said, they're physical. You gotta come to practice with your mind ready to be physical. You gotta every play you gotta be willing to give up your body and go hit somebody, and that's what they're gonna do. And of course, they have their running back, Heisman candidate. You have to respect him as well, and just pretty much do your 1-11, and everything will fall into place.
Ben, the offseason lead up to the year, Ty trained some at defensive end. We went back to linebacker. You and Matt Boson and Ross Blacklock have done pretty well there. Just describe how you guys have performed as a defensive line, you know, versus what you thought going into the year versus where you are now.
For us as a D-line, we were being told that we were going to be the weakest link. We had a lot of great players leave from our front seven last year. So we really made it a big deal for us to be those guys that were able to come in and play, and not just play, but, you know, we need to play well. So it was good having Ty come down and play a little defensive end for a little bit. And watching Ross and Corey and all those other guys grow, well as me too. But it was pretty good, and I'm just kind of proud for the type of effort that we had out there on the field. Because like I said in the beginning, a lot of people thought that the D line was going to be the weakest link, and I kind of felt like we came out with a purpose this year. So I'm proud of those guys.
I want to ask you about Bryce Love. I know that Mr. Howard here made reference to him as your DC. What are your impressions of him? What makes him the great back that he is? Heisman Trophy candidate, of course. I know he was a little dinged up toward the end of the regular season, but what is it about him that makes him special?
I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, he was fighting that ankle injury, and to be able to run for almost 2,000 yards like he did, I mean, that just shows he's got grit, you know? So he's a great player. We've played a lot of great running backs, but I mean, his skill looks like, I mean, he's shifty. He's really elusive. So, I mean, you can't just go in there and break down. He'll make you miss. So, I mean, we just got to get ready to go and just fly around and just throw bodies around, because that's to give ourselves the best opportunity.
Nick, when you look at that offensive line for Stanford and see those weights, what do guys in the secondary think about the job that the defensive line has to do against those guys?
I mean, well, we always play just because of our size. We know that we not the biggest defense that most people face, so we used to that. We just know we're going to have to just play them with leverage, good leverage, and just good technique. That's how you got to beat them with beat size.
Thank you, guys.
If we get Coach and Nick to stay up there and the other three guys can come.